Right now, we're going to talk about the Great American Road Trip. Ja took a road trip last night to the Sun Belt Tournament, a one-day turnaround affair, 4 hours up to Hot Springs, Arkansas, 4 hours back, got in bed around 2 o'clock last night.
That's the only thing that's rough is the quick turnaround there, but the drive, that's no big deal to me. And that's about my cutoff for a day trip, driving 4 hours somewhere and then 4 hours back.
Mm-hmm.
And with our schedule, sometimes that can be tough during the week, but that to me is no big deal. I've done that several times in the last few years, gone down to the state tournament in Austin and come back. That's no big deal. And that to me is still enjoyable. I drove about half the way yesterday. A friend of mine drove the other way, and I still like the Great American Road. It doesn't bother me at all to go on that car road trip, and I'm good with it.
I love the open road, and there's a lot that is very magical to me about getting out on the highway. I love the little truck stops and the little towns that you go through and the scenery and taking in the beautiful countryside that is America. That part of it I love, but the actual act of sitting in that seat for 4 hours or 6 hours or 10 hours behind that wheel, I can't take that anymore. I used to be able to take it when I was a kid, and I guess it's because I didn't know better, and it made for a good, cool story. Hey, drove 14 hours without pulling over, you know? But I can't do it anymore. I swear to you, I would rather ride my bicycle 100 miles than drive 100 miles, and I'm not kidding.
He's not kidding.
Wow.
I cannot stand to sit.
Over this.
I can't sit in a plane seat or a car seat for longer than a couple hours without going nuts.
I think I top out at about 4 hours, maybe 3 hours. Beyond that, I get to going crazy. But I'm with you, too. I mean, I love the few times that I have taken a road trip in the past couple years, I'd forgotten how much I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded up the car, you know, stopped at a bunch of just anything I wanted to stop and look at, I would. There's something about the road trip that is still so magical to my kid brain, which I wonder if that's going to go away with this generation. You know, a lot of people just take plane trips and everybody... I just don't know if people do the road trip like they used to.
No, I don't think they do it. I think it's the patience thing. They don't have the patience for the... My God, we're going to be in the car for 10 hours?
I mean, now you can just go on Google Maps and Street View, you know, whatever you want to see. Stay at home.
Now, I know some families who still, you know, will load up the car here next week and go on the ski trip. That's usually a 10 or 12 hour drive. I think families still do it, but I think it is for the kids. It's not nearly. Boy, remember what that just an adventure that was? God, it's going to be great. We're going to be on the road seeing things we've never seen before. And
it was the highlight of the year. Yeah. About 2 weeks before a trip, I would start getting so giddy about the experience.
Looking at the map.
Not of where we were going, but just of the trip itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited about it, and I don't know if anybody else did this, but when I was a kid, the map wasn't good enough. I didn't trust Rand McNally. I would make my own map. I would draw my own map from point A to point B.
Well, that sounds much more accurate.
And I would go by that map, and that's the map that I would hold in the back seat, or if I got to sit in the front seat, that's the one that I would want my dad to go by. Now, don't look at the Rand McNally. Go by this map.
But his hand-drawn map by a seven-year-old.
And the journey was what was fun to me back in the day. Not actually getting there, right. Although we'd have fun there.
Very zen of you.
But the journey was great. Looking out the window and seeing these rivers and these trees and these little towns and the billboards and just letting your thoughts go wild about, wow, what's it like to live in that little town? Or what if I was just dropped right there in that spot and there could I get out? And today, kids are just glued to the movie in the back seat, and I think they miss out on that experience.
And maybe it's just changed, though. I mean, our parents got upset because back in their day, they didn't have the little electronic football game, which we would play in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, doesn't it all evolve? And it doesn't necessarily get worse. It just gets different.
Yeah, I think, though, the car trip experience from the back seat without the movie, I think that stimulates your mind more than the movie. And you can get the movie experience anytime at home, anytime, but you can only get looking out the window at the countryside on that car trip.
But it's the same countryside over and over again.
No, it's not. Not if you look closely, it's not.
All you have to do is look up every couple hours. It was 1 year ago, basically right now, remember when I went on my 7-state road trip I circled
through.
Oh,
that's right, through the South.
Yeah, went through Arkansas and Tennessee and Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. And that was great. Loved it. Went and saw Rock City over there and Lookout Mountain, Georgia, and all that stuff. It was wonderful. Loved it. It felt very Americana to me.
You know, and it's great, too. I just like
also
last night.
Also bought moonshine.
Awesome. I love traveling at night. I like that whole part. I remember loving it when we'd leave and travel part of the way at night. You just
it was always very confusing, disorienting to me when we'd wake up in the dead of night and travel.
Yeah, yeah. You've already crossed a state line or two.
Because Dad had to make good time. But boy, when my dad broke out that thermos of coffee in the car, I thought that was the best smell ever, that coffee.
Always smells better than
plaid thermos. And then, did you ever play a license plate game?
Oh, yeah.
So we did that on the road trip last year. We got like 42, 43 states.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, very controversial. We allowed tractor trailers into this.
Yeah, you always have to, should we allow trucks or not?
But you allowed the trucks, and man, we got a lot of them. Didn't get a Hawaii, though.
I think of the way I used to drive. My parents lived in Colorado, and I used to go up there on school break and see them. I would leave Denton, and I would drive straight through, and I would make one stop if I could for gas. Sometimes I had to make two, and I'd fill up as quickly as I possibly could, and I'd just try to. And I remember when I would get to my parents' house 12 hours later, I'd be shaking. It can't be good for you.
No.
It reminds me of the greatest travel story ever, my buddy Dave, when he left San Diego and he was coming to Dallas and he was leaving school out there and he had a trailer full of all of his belongings behind his Bronco. And he left in the afternoon in San Diego, like around 3 o'clock, and his plan was to drive to Tucson and spend the night. So he's driving into the night. He gets to Tucson. It's around midnight or something, and he feels really good. He feels really fresh, and he says, I'm just going to go one more town. Maybe I'll pull over around 2 o'clock or so.
Thought he could make it to Threeson, huh?
Yeah. So he says he's driving through the night. Suddenly one song blurs into another. He doesn't remember the end of this one song, and suddenly it's another song on the radio. And before he knows it, the sun is starting to come up, and he sees El Paso city limits. So he's gone all the way through the night now, and he feels like, oh, man, I made kind of a mistake. So he pulls into El Paso. He needs gas. He sprints in, buys a Coke and a payday, sprints back out, gets in his truck, and just keeps going. Doesn't even think about spending the night or the morning in El Paso. Now he's driving through West Texas. He says he starts to hallucinate. At one point, he saw a 747 taxiing across the interstate.
Hmm.
He hits his brakes for that. Another point, he falls asleep, and he wakes up, and he's off the shoulder, and he jerks the car back on the road as he looks in the rearview mirror, and his U-Haul trailer's fishtailing behind him.
Boy, once you get that trailer sway.
He finally makes it to his parents' house in Plano at about 3 o'clock the next day, 24 consecutive hours on the road.
He said
he was so tired and disoriented that he pulled up to the front of his parents' house. He put the car in park. He walked inside, went straight into his bedroom there, and fell asleep. He never turned the car off. He left the car in park, just idling there in the front. Yet we romanticize those kind of stories.
Right.
Like, Gordon, our road trip we took to Colorado back in year two of the ticket.
What were we thinking?
I couldn't do that for $1 million these days.
We were so tired.
Three hours going to Austin, that's about my limit. Mm-hmm. Anything over the 3 hours, I just can't physically take it.
Burrow was a big part of that trip to Colorado.
Oh, my
too.
God, was it? Was it ever, Giorgio? And, man, we were just crashing at people's... Remember, we were in... Where were we? Beaver Creek, Colorado, mm-hmm. crashing at a friend's place. I slept on a Papasan. It was such a low-rent trip. It's great, though.
Do a lot of families fly these days because you can hop a Southwest flight and it's about the same cost as what you're going to pay in gas?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think families are generally more beaten by each other now. We now have options, so we've experienced the world without having to have constant contact with our siblings or parents or if you're a parent, then your kids, you know, fighting. So because we lived in the plugged-in generation, everyone can iPod it and all that sort of thing. So we don't like being cooped up with each other now.
It's good for families to be cooped up.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know, man. There was seemed like there was a lot of tension on family road trips.
Sure.
You'd get the random swatting hand back there that didn't care which kid it hit, just as long as it hit one.
Yeah, that's okay. You learned to coexist.
You had the, of course, there were three of us kids, so we had to divvy up the back seat. Man, these were real demarcation lines that we had there.
And you're on MySpace.
Then there was always the controversy over, is airspace covered? I mean, I'm not touching anything on your side of the car. I'm just putting my hand right here in the air.
What a beating.
There was sleeping up on the back dash. Talked about that before.
No one does that anymore.
Love doing that. You wake up with waffle face and a sunburn on one side.
Let's take some calls on the Great American Road Trip. Dave and Richardson, you're on the ticket.
Courage, boys.
Oh, hey, thank you.
How are
thank
you?
Great. When my son was in the eighth grade, we started taking road trips on his spring break, just a father-son special time, and we did it 9 times and visited all 48 states. And there's a lot of 13-hour driving days, and he likes some really hard music, which I've become, I guess, resistant to. I can take anything now. But what I loved about it was just the bonding time. You know, Gordo, when you're saying that the landscape doesn't change, it does over time, and, you know, especially in the West and North. And we saw so many cool things. I mean, there were some states we just like, you know, in Nebraska and North Dakota, to be honest, we just drove in, put our foot down in Minnesota, say we were there and drove back. So I didn't really experience Minnesota, but, you know, we did so many great things like, you know, lobster in Maine on the, in Kennebunkport and, you know, the Grand Canyon and my son loved San Diego. And, you know, that, to me, the family thing is the main thing about it. Even though, you know, 13 hours of driving is truly a beating. And even when he became of driving age, it was still me carrying the load. It was just
Boy, and you know, there's something so stimulating. This is why travel is great. There's something so stimulating in being in a place that you've never been. Your senses are heightened. You're looking around at all of this new scenery. I remember just taking our trips, family trips from Oklahoma City to Port Aransas. We would go there every summer. That was our deal. And we'd stop in a little town and, wow, I'm in Karnes City. Wow, I'm having a Big Red in Karnes City, you know.
There's a sense of accomplishment there.
Yeah, and there's just a sense of looking around like, what's life like here? I wonder what this, is this a big place here? I wonder if people go to this restaurant a lot. I wonder what the where the kids hang out.
But see, I always looked at it at the end of the day, if we've traveled like 10 hours, wow, just this morning we were at home and now we're 12 hours away. Yeah. We're so far away and man, we came a long way today. And that just, I don't know, it was always cool.
You hop on a flight and 9 hours being Europe.
I know.
It's just, it's the experience of experiencing how other people live and it gets you out of your, you know, tunnel vision world and thinking the world revolves around you and your town. And you know, there are a million different cities and cultures and to experience them all, it's just great.
Sure, it's great to travel, but the actual traveling itself, when you're a kid, I was always the kid that had now the cooler's going on your side and everything, and I just ride all these hours with my feet propped up on the cooler and everything. Now you fish those Vienna sausages out there and you give some to your sister.
Fish them out. Bruno in Raleigh, North Carolina, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Musers, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, just a couple things. I remember that, I always remember driving at night, we would have to plan to where we would have to actually stop and, you know, stay somewhere starting at, say, 9 o'clock, because those 24-hour convenience stores and gas stations weren't around back in the 60s and 70s.
True.
And if there wasn't a 7-Eleven around, you had to plan your whole day.
Yeah, that's true. If you traveled at night, a lot of things would be closed. We never did the big cooler thing. You guys were a cooler family?
Oh, God. We had coolers and roadside picnics, and we didn't. We grew up Poe, Giorgio. We didn't have money like you guys.
Well, we didn't have just a ton of money.
Let's stop at this Four Seasons and have a steak.
I guarantee you. My parents grew up in the Depression. We didn't spend money like that.
You didn't have the roadside picnic on a concrete picnic table.
No.
With the wind and ants that you're fighting and all that, and you're just battling to keep the Dixie plate down. And
Giorgio stopped to play golf.
No.
And then you go over and throw your plate, that soggy, soaked paper plate that's so thin, you throw it in the trash barrel with all the honeybees swarming around it.
To Mark in San Antonio, you're on the ticket.
Morning, Musers.
Morning. Morning,
Chris.
We had a big family birthday a couple of months ago at the house,
And my mom pulled out the photo album, and we were looking at the big family road trip we took when I was 13 years old. Drove in a station wagon from Irving to Seattle over 10 days.
Beating. Wow, 10 days.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my dad, being the big historian, loved the, we're getting to a new state, so let's all pile out of the car and get our picture made at the state line. And I'm telling you, from New Mexico to Colorado to Wyoming, to you can see the progressive beat down as every picture goes by. There's more frowns. There's more scowls. The arms are folded. It was an absolute beating of a trip. It's a great memory, but it was a beating of a trip at the time.
And that's the thing. I think that... You don't think that had to beat down parents? Imagine me in the back seat, Giorgio.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been the beaten down parent where there's a brawl that just, for 300 miles, it's not settled.
Right. And I don't understand. And looking back now, I don't know how my parents put up with it. Because now, don't you look at your kids, Giorgio, and say, look, can't we just all, what's the problem? Why can't we just get along? We're just trying to all get somewhere. And fighting isn't going to get us there any quicker. So yeah. Why are we doing it?
Yeah, we didn't have, because we didn't have a Gordo in the mix, you know. But, I mean, yeah, I think every family has those squabbles, though. But I think that's good, though. It's a beating at the time, but you look back at it, and you have a good memory of it. And I think it's good for trying to get along with each other.
Get your feet off the back of this seat. You get your feet off the back of this seat now.
Not a rolling tuna fish can. It's not a good thing.
You know, what's a rolling tuna fish can?
A car with two screaming kids in the back.
Why is that a tuna fish can?
You're in a very confined space, Gordon.
Oh.
Yeah, Gordon.
You know, I think I could maybe these days stomach the long one-day, 12-hour trip to the destination where you're staying for a week and then you're getting back in the car and you have the long trip back. But like what that guy was describing, the multi-state, multi-day trip, and I've done those too as a kid, where every day it's just check into a new hotel, sleep, check out, pile back in the car for 10 that. More hours of driving.
I love it.
Where your entire trip is in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't
But that's the
that.
Only way you come back with the story of how many states you hit and how many cities you saw.
Yeah.
How many cool places you travel like a lightning flash. That's what I say.
All right, one more. Mike in Colbert, Oklahoma. You're on the ticket.
Users.
Mike.
Chris.
Oh, thank you. Three things. Well, you know, the size of the cars now are a lot smaller than they used to be. So, like Fernando was saying, you know, you're just more confined. You can't stretch out. You know, you're already irritated when you set foot in the car. And then, two, you touched on earlier, the price of gas. When you got dads and they're going, no, we can't go there because hell's going to cost us $500 in gas. We can spend that money on something else. And then three is... Damn, I forgot.
Sports?
Sports. Yeah, and Dad, was your dad obsessed with making time and what kind of mileage you were getting?
Oh, yeah. Every dad is, and then when you become a dad, you become obsessed with, we can't take another pit stop right now.
No, just hold it. We're making great time and everything.
We're
going to see Birmingham before 5.
We're a lap up right now. We can't take a pit.
All right, that's the Great American Road Trip. It's 8:30.